Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line. David@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on my social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast on fmr.co.za. Bose has led the field in noise-canceling headphones for years. They are market pioneers and leaders for sure. I have the Bose QC Ultra on test right now, and of course, I love them. Noise cancelling and sound quality, you don't really need my review. They're exceptional, of course. But it's the details that make them interesting. Capacitive touch controls, that's this year's feature set on all the high-end headphones. And these Bose, of course, have that. Basically, you just slide your hand on the ear cup and it does stuff, like turn the volume up and down. They also fold into a proper case that is provided, much smaller than any of the other serious competitors do. It's a sort of origami thing. And fortunately, there is a little label on the inside of the case to tell you which way to fold them, because you can't do it intuitively. You have to look. I also love the fact that a 2.5mm headphone jack is included in the case for airplane use. I don't like, though, that the USB-C cable charger doesn't allow sound pass-through. Many of the other headphones do. The headphones also utilize a new chipset that improves sound clarity and depth, and this supports the APTX lossless codec, which is a newer, better, higher resolution audio for streaming, but this does require compatible devices, but most devices will start getting that. Immersive audio is this year's other big feature. This feature enhances the listening experience, providing a more spatial sound, simulating a surround sound environment. Basically, what it does is it has head tracking capabilities, which adjusts the audio's perceived direction based on the listener's head movements. You can, of course, switch this off if you prefer, and you may well want to do that. What is very impressive with the QC Ultra headphones is that they offer up to 24 hours of playback time with active noise cancelling enabled, making them suitable for even a sleepless flight to Sydney without any charging being required. At 250 grams, they are lightweight, though robust and comfortable. Interestingly, right now, a few retailers actually have them discounted online at around 11,500 rand. That's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just to comment, david@fmr.co.za and @DavidDondi on those social media channels, and of course, the podcast at fmr.co.za.